Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Samach Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizeichu Nishmas, Rebetzin Weiss, Pesia Yenta, Bas Yisrael Aryeh, and Hashem Shtevan Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We're holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we are at the top of the page of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the Mizbeach, and today we are going to continue to discuss the Mizbeach. Specifically, we had mentioned that Rav Yosef gave a certain reason that they added onto the Mizbeach the four amos on two sides of the Mizbeach during the period of Bayasheni. So the Gemara is going to explain another possible reason why they added onto the Mizbeach during the times of Bayasheni, and that's going to lead us into a discussion where we learn other reasons that maybe they added onto the Mizbeach during Bayasheni. Then the Gemara is going to discuss about the size of the Mizbeach, the shape of the Mizbeach, exactly where it was, not where it was located, but how long large the Mizbeach had to be. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the Gezirei Eitzim, the blocks of wood that were on the Mizbeach, how large those blocks of wood were, and then the Gemara is going to move from the Mizbeach itself to the Kevesh, to the ramp that leads up to the Mizbeach, where exactly was the location of the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, and the Gemara is going to talk about whether it was Samach the Mizbeach or Meruchak from the Mizbeach, how close the Kevesh was to the Mizbeach, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the measurements of the Kevesh HaGadol in comparison to the Kevashim HaKatanim, to the smaller ramps that went off of the larger ramp, and that should bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the top of Samach and Amud Aleph. So let's begin Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the top. We are at Amar Rav Yosef, the very top line of the page. Amar Rav Yosef, Lav Hainu Detanya VeYechinu Hamizbeach Al Mechonosav SheYigilu Sof Midosav. Why did I have to say that the reason that they added on the Mizbeach was that only then they didn't have enough space on the Mizbeach to burn everything? Because we said yesterday the Eish Min Hashemayim didn't help consume everything on the Mizbeach, and so they needed more space. They had to add. Now, isn't the real reason what we learned in the Braisa, that the pasuk in Ezra says Veyechinu Hamizbeach Al Mechonosav, and we darshed in the Braisa that that only in Bayasheni did they finally figure out, did they finally discover the proper place of the Mizbeach. Why did they add to the Mizbeach? Because now they knew where it actually belonged. Apparently in Bayis Rishon they didn't know the limitations of exactly the space of the Mizbeach. They thought that they weren't allowed to in Bayis Rishon, but in Bayis Sheni they discovered a new halacha. So the Gemara discusses this startling chiddush of Rav Yosef, that there's a brand new recognition of the halacha in Bayis Sheni that they didn't have in Bayis Rishon. So ask the Gemara of Aksiv, the pasuk in Divrei Yom says that David said to Shlomo, HaKol B'Chsav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil, that Kol Melacha Satav, and the pasuk continues that the entire structure of the Mikdash and all the places that are Kadosh and all the measurements of the Mikdash was all given to David B'Chsav, and he gave them over to Shlomo. So how could it be that that nevuah, specifically that detail of the construction of the Mikdash, how big the Mizbeach is supposed to be, that was never revealed? That is not part of what David gave over to Shlomo. Elo Amar Rav Yosef Kra Ashkach V'Darish. So Rav Yosef says it wasn't a nevuah that they had in building the second Beis HaMikdash, but that when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they found the Pasuk, and Shlomo HaMelech didn't know how to darshan that Pasuk, and they figured out how to properly darshan the pasuk. I mean, as far as nevuah is concerned, if it was a nevuah, there's no way Shlomo HaMelech would have been excluded from that nevuah. But if it's not an inyan of nevuah, it's an inyan of darshaning a pasuk. So in every generation, there could be someone who finds new meaning in a pasuk, finds a new drasha in a pasuk, and that drasha could have a real din of a drasha midah raisa, and it just was never chapped in an earlier generation. So the pasuk that they found is in Divrei Yom Aleph, where it says Vayomer David Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim V'Zeh Mizbeach La'Ola LiYisrael. So they darshaned that David had received the dimensions of the mizbech, the makom that's roughly from the mizbech, ki bayis, that it should be similar to the heichal, the kodesh hakodashim in the beis hamikdash. Ma bayis shisha amos, just like the length of the heichal and the kodesh hakodashim is 60 amos, because the pasuk says va bayis hashaban amel shlomo la Hashem shishim ama orko. It's beferish in the pasuk that it's 60 amos. Af mizbeach shishim ama. So to the place where the mizbeach is going to take up, that's a total of 60 amos. Now they didn't make the mizbeach that large to make it 60 amos because the shear of the upper limit of the mizbeach is not ma'akev. You could do a little bit less than the shear of the upper limit of the mizbeach. They only expanded it by 4 amos min adarom and 4 amos min amariv because that's what they needed at the time. Shlomo HaMelech apparently was unaware of this drasha, and if he would have been aware of the drasha, maybe he also would have expanded the mizbeach, and maybe he would have expanded it even more than they expanded it in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. But he didn't know that he was able to do this because he didn't know to darshan this pasuk in Divrei Yamim. So you don't have to say that the fact that he didn't expand it was because the Eish Min HaShemayim was Mesayaya, because it could just be he thought that his hands were tied. So now the Gemara explains, how did the Anshei Knesset Gedola knew when they built the second bayis what the location was for everything? Meaning they had to know where to place things in the second bayis. How did they know exactly how to lay out the Beis HaMikdash? They had a 70-year time where there was nothing to look at, where they didn't, there was no Beis HaMikdash there. So Bishlam Bayis Minkara Tzurasa. I understand very well that they knew where to build the Heichal and the Azaros because they could see the shape of the Bayis in the Karka because the foundations were still there. The foundations of the original walls were still there, so they were able to look at the foundations of the original walls and figure out where everything was supposed to go. But how did they know where to put the mizbeach? There are no foundations in the karka. The mizbeach had already been destroyed. How did they know exactly where they were supposed to put the mizbeach? So the Marsha points out that the mizbeach also had yesodos bekarka, but they weren't as clearly recognizable because they weren't deep. Like this, the yisodos of the walls of the mikdash, which went all the way down ada to home. So whatever yisodos were there could have been gone already by the time they came back. So the Gemara says, so how did they know where to put the mizbeach? So Amar Rav Lazar, ro'u mizbeach banui umichol asara gadol omedu makriv alav. Unbelievable! They saw like in a vision, almost like a nevuah, that the mizbeach was built and the malach Michael, the sara gadol, standing and being makriv on the mizbeach. In the Gemara Menachos and Daf Kuf Yud, it says that Bizman Churban Beis Hamikdash Michol Sara Gadol is Makrav Karbanos. Tosfos writes Midrashos Chalukin Yesh Mishomer Nishmosein Shal Tzadikim Yesh Mishomer Kvasim Shal Eish. What Karbanos was he? Kvasim Shal Eish. What Karbanos was he? Was he Makrav? Different shitos in Midrashim. Some say he was makrav his karbanos than shamos of tzaddikim, and others say no. When he was makrav his karbanos are sheep made out of fire. But when they saw Michal Sar Tzva standing in a location in his vision, and there was a mizbeach that he was on, they figured, that's the spot of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amari says differently. Afron shel Yitzchak ra'u shemunach ba'os ha'makom. They saw the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu that were nekat on the mizbeach, and they saw them piled up on that place of the mizbeach. Now, wait, he was never burnt, right? Meaning, were the ashes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak, at the end of the day, right? We remember the end of the story. He was saved at the end of the day. So the Yavitz of Yaakov Emden says, no. It means the ashes of that which was burnt in place of Yitzchak. On the at the time of Akedas Yitzchak, it's called Afar Shal Yitzchak because what was done with the Ayil was considered Ki'ilu. It was done with Yitzchak. That's how the Briska Rav Al Torah explains that's why it's called Al Shemo, even though it's not actually wasn't actually him. Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani Amar Mikala Bayis Kulu Hirichu Reich Ketores, that they smelled a Reich Ketores throughout the entire area where the Beis Hamikdash was going to be, but Misham Hirichu Reich Evarim. Hashem made a miracle that in that place where the Mizbeach was supposed to be, they didn't smell the sweet smell of Ketores, which itself was a miracle to smell that at all, because there was no Ketores burning yet either, but they smelled the smell of burning Evarim. It smelled, I guess, more like a barbecue in that location, and that's how they knew where the Mizbeach belonged. So the Gemara is now going to bring Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa, and we're going to learn through a conversation with Rabbi Yochanan and Braisa, we're going to learn another explanation of how they knew to add on to the Mizbeach, and how they knew where exactly the Mizbeach is supposed to go. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshim Neviim Alui Mahem Min HaGola, Chagai Zechariah Malachi came with them from Golus to Yerushalayim, at that time that they built the second Beis HaMikdash. Echad Shehedam Al Mizbeach, one of them gave Edus on the Mizbeach, that there's a place that's 60 amos long where you could build the Mizbeach and you could be mosif onto the Mizbeach up until that length. The echad sheilem al makom mizbeach. The other one said, no, not only am I going to tell you how large the mizbeach is going to be, the other one said, I'll tell you exactly the spot where the mizbeach goes. The echad sheilem shemakriv enough pishem bayis. And the third one taught them that they could be makriv karbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash, since the kedusha rishona that was granted to that place is kitshalas lavo even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Even though when it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz, as far as Mitzvah Satzliusba, when the Churban, Tosa says, when the Churban happened, that was Batel, but a Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Asalava, that their Makrav Haf Pishayim Bayis, is a maybe a separate Cheshbin, maybe a separate issue. The Achronim discuss, how does the Edus of Nevi'im help us in this case? We're trying to determine a halacha. A Navi is not able to be mechadesh whatever it doesn't say in the Torah. So it could be that these weren't nevuos; these were drashos from Pesukim. Meaning, Mistama Chagai Zechari Malachi were not only Nevi'im, they were also great Talmidei Chachamim. So it could be that they were coming mikoach hapsak, not mikoach nevuasam. Similar to the way we say with Eliyahu HaNavi, when we say Tishbi Itari Tzkushios Vibayos, those that said that's what Teku stands for. What do you mean, Eliyahu? I know he's not allowed to paskin based on nevuah. Lo b'shamayim, he psak doesn't happen based on nevuah. No, but in addition to being a navi, Eliyahu HaNavi is also a great talmid chacham. So he's going to come and he's going to paskin based on his chachma. That's the vart that appears in a number of chassidish svarim. But in Eima Panim Smecha, it appears where he discusses, well, if that's the pshat that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to paskin halacha, shouldn't we have the biggest talmid chacham paskin halacha? So why isn't it meku that Moshe Rabbeinu will be a tarit kushyos v'yibay? He's the biggest Talmud Chacham. He said, no, because to pass an halacha, you don't only need to be a great Talmud Chacham, you need to be able to relate to the door. And Eliyahu HaNavi never died. He went up in the chariots of fire and he's around in every generation. So since he existed in each generation, he is the Dor V'Dor Shav of each generation. He's the leader of each generation, and therefore he's more equipped, he's more qualified to paskan halachos in each generation. That's what they suggest. So it could be that over here Chagai Zechariah Malachi were not paskaning al pi nevuasam. They were paskaning al pi chachmasam. Or it could be that they weren't. There's a big difference between paskaning a halacha and being mevarer metzius. Even though that metzius may be critical to be able to paskan halacha, but you just need to know metzius. You just need to know what. So if they were able to come up and say, look, the nevuah teaches us a metzius. It tells us this is where the mizbeach was. This is where this is the area that is kadosh. That might be qualified as a metzius rather than a halacha, and then they can go and act on that metzius. They're not saying halacha kramer, halacha krabiyuda. You know, they're not paskening anything that's a discussion halacha. Okay, so says the Gemara, b'masnisa tana, in a brisa we learned it slightly differently. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, shlosh neviim alu iman min agola, three neviim came with them to Yerushalayim when they were building the Bayis Sheni, echad shehem edahem ala mizbeach, one that explained to them the 60 amos of the mizbeach, val makom mizbeach, as well as where those 60 amos are, the echad shehel dehem shemakrivin afal b'shem bayis, and one that was made of that they could be makrav korbanos even though there's no Beis HaMikdash because the kedusha rishona is still there even after the korban, the echad hehel dehem ala torah shetikasir ba'ashuris, and the third one a new piece of edus that the Torah could be written b'ksav ashuris. and not B'Ksav Ivri the way it was written up until that point. I mean, he changed the entire manner of the script of the Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Chafalf and Beis, Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, says that Ksav Ashuri was Nisgala in the days of Daniel, and it became established as the Ksav of the Torah during the days of Ezra, because Ezra was worthy of having the Torah being given through him. So it's Ki'ilu, the Torah was given through him. The entire Ksav of the Torah was changed through Ezra. So the Brice over there says that this Shinoi that Ezra made in the shape of the letters is already hinted to in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yizayin, V'kasav lo is Mishnah Torah Zos. Mishnah teaches that it's a Suyu L'Ishtanos, that the Torah obviously is not a Suyu L'Ishtanos, one of the Ikari Emunah, but the Ksav with which the Torah was written, initially the plan was that it would change. The Gemara over there says that in the days of Ezra, they got the Torah not only in a different Ksav, but even in a different language. It's written in Ksav Ashuri and B'Lashon Aramis, but the Jewish people chose to go back to Lashon HaKodesh Dafka, and they saw they went back to Lashon HaKodesh Dafka, and the Gemara over there brings another two deos in terms of the Shinoi Ksav. Some say that even initially the Torah was given by Ksav Ashuri, but then they forgot it, and it was returned in the days of Ezra, which makes sense because the entire idea of the Midrashim that the Mem Shabaluchos B'Neis Haya Omed, that the Mem Sofis was hanging B'Neis, that only makes sense in Ksav Ashuri, where there's, you know, where it's like a donut, right? Where there's a middle that has to be standing, and others say that no, that disagree with the entire thing and say that there was never a Shinoi in the Ksav, and it was always B'Ksav Ashuri. But this is one of the three opinions, that Ezra was the first to introduce Ksav Ashuri. Okay, now the Gemara discusses the size of the Mizbech and the shape of the Mizbech. Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Keren B'Kevesh V'Yisod V'Ribua Ma'akvin. If you're missing any of these details of the Mizbech, the Keren, the Kevesh, the Yisod, and the Ribua, the Mizbech is not kosher. Let's say you don't make four corners on the Mizbech, or you don't make a ramp on the south side of the Mizbech, or you don't have a Yisod on the north or the west side of the Mizbech, or you didn't make it perfectly meruba, perfectly squared, it's not a Mizbech. Midas arko, midas rachba, midas kamaso, ein ma'akvin. But the exact, precise measurements of the length, the width, the height, that's not ma'akiv. That they had some wiggle room, they were able to do what they wanted. So minan imili, how do I know that this is true? Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says, I could, on all of these psukim, Amar kra, ha-mizbech. By each of these halachos, the pasuk says hamizbeach. By the keren, it says umin adam yitain al karnos hamizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. By the kevesh, it says v'zos toras amincha krevos ubinan lefnei Hashem al pnei hamizbeach. And that's referring to the kevesh, because the pnei hamizbeach is the way you walk up to the mizbeach. So that's the ramp. By the yisod, it says v'skal dama yishpoch el yisod hamizbeach. And by rivua, it says ravua yiyah hamizbeach. So the word hamizbech always teaches us that that halach is ma'akev, and therefore all of these halachas are ma'akev in the construction of the mizbech. So what about the karkov that they had by the mizbech and the choshes? Is that ma'akev the mizbech? Elameata. If you every time it says hamizbech, it's ma'akev. So the images of flowers and that they made around the mizbech, right above the midpoint of the mizbech, the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, v'sovev, the Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, and the protrusion that was an amah high around the mizbeach, right above the halfway mark, according to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, hachi nami de ma'akev, are those things also ma'akev? Tichsiv, because after all, it says v'nasata osat tachas karkov hamizbeach milamata v'tanya ezu karkov. There's a discussion in Talaim. What is the karkov that the Torah refers to? Rebbe Yomer Zakior, Rebbe Yosef Yudomer Zesovev. So and yet it says Hamizbeach. So apparently those things are ma'akev as well, says the Gemara. in. You're exactly right. The Karpa of a Mizbech is also Ma'akev. Zitanya, we have a Braisa, that there was a Maisa with a Kohen who was at Stuki, who was Menasech al Gabe Raglav. He took the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis and he poured it over his feet, and everyone started pelting him with their Esrogim. And the Braisa says, Oso Hayom Nifkuma Karen Mizbech. That on the day that they were doing that, that they were pelting him with their Esrogim because he showed that he was at Stuki, he wasn't doing the Nisuch HaMayim properly, because at Stukim don't believe in Nisuch HaMayim. The Karen of the Mizbeach became dented and the Mizbeach became pasul. They view bul shel melech, they took a cluster of salt, usisamu, and they plugged in the hole of the Mizbeach. Not, they didn't do that because of the Mizbeach with a plugged up cluster of salt now becomes kasher lavoda, el shel yir Mizbeach pagum. They just didn't want the Mizbeach to appear to be pagum. It was just a disgrace that the Mizbeach would look that way. So shekom Mizbeach shein lo karen v'kev shvisov v'ribu apostle Rabbi Yosef omer af hasovev. And the Brisa just mentions parenthetically, because what are the halachos of the ma'akev v'mizbeach? The keren, the kevish, the yisod, the ribua, and then Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, and the sovev, that if that's missing from the mizbech, it's also possible. So you see that the karkov is in fact ma'akev the mizbech, because it says ha-mizbeach. So that's exactly correct, that whenever it says ha-mizbeach, that's something that's ma'akev. Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa darshins this pasuk. Ezu Karkov. What is the Karkov, or where was the Karkov? Bin Karen la Karen Makom Hiluch Ragle Kohanim Hakohanim Amma. Sounds from the Braisa that the Karkov was the one Amma between the Karnos and Mizbeach, and that was where the Kohanim would walk on the top of the Mizbeach. So it says Mar Atu Kohanim Bin Karen la Karen Havu Azli. Is that true? Did they walk between the Kronos and Mizbeach? No, they walked a little further in on the Mizbeach. Ben Keren the Keren, you can't go around the entire Gaga Mizbeach because you'd hit a Keren eventually. You'd hit one of the Kronos and Mizbeach. You'd trip on the Keren. So it has to be that there was another route that was a little bit further in that they would be able to take to go around the entire Mizbeach. You have to say the Braisa that what's the Karkov? Ben Keren the Keren. That the Karkov was the area that they would surround the place where the Ma'aracha was on the top of the Mizbeach, and it was two Amos wide, and those two Amos included the space between the Kronos, which was one Amma, plus another Amma where the Ragle Kohanim were able to go, and that was that both of those Amos together are called the Karkov HaMizbeach, and it was apparently a little bit deeper from the surface of where they would have the Ma'aracha, which was further in on the Mizbeach, and had like a little edge to it at the edge of the Mizbeach on the outer edge, I guess, to keep them from falling. So the Gemara explains the Braisa that the Makom of the Karkov apparently was on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Gaga Mizbeach. How could the Braisa say that it would go around the Ma'aracha on the top of the Mizbeach, Vaksiv, but doesn't it say Tachas Karkuvo Milamata Ad Chetzio? Sounds like the Karkov is being described as something that's on the wall of the Mizbeach, not on the top of the Mizbeach, not on the flat surface on top of the Mizbeach. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Trei Havu. There were two Karkuvim on the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Chad Noi V'chad L'Kohanim. One was on the wall of the Mizbeach, which was a slight protrusion that was made as a decoration, and it looked nice, and that's the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, whether it was a sovev or it was some sort of a lattice work type of thing. And the other opinion says no, it was and the other Karkov rather was Berosh HaMizbeach, and that was made for Kohanim Delo Nishtarku, that they shouldn't slip, that they couldn't have a flat smooth surface on top of the Mizbeach, because otherwise the Kohanim might slip and hurt themselves. So they had like a little they had a more texture on that part of the Mizbeach so that they get a better grip on that as they would walk around in the Mizbeach. So the Gemara explains those things that are ma'akev and that are not ma'akev. Midas arko, midas rachlo, midas kamaso, ein ma'akvin. We already said in the Braisa, the exact length, the exact width, the exact height, none of that is ma'akev. Rabbi Mani says, when it says that the midos of the Mizbeach are not ma'akev, oblvad shleiv chesenu mi Mizbeach shasa Moshe. But one thing they couldn't do, they couldn't make it smaller than the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. When we say it's not ma'akev, ma'akev, it means however much they wanted, if they wanted to add to it, up until 60 amos, they were allowed to add to it. But they were not allowed to make it smaller than the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vikama, and how big was the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made? Meaning, if we have a halacha that we're not allowed to make it smaller, we need to know what we're not allowed to make it smaller then. So how big was the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu? Amar Rav Yosef, Amma. It was an Amma by an Amma. It was a square Amma. Machkwale. So they laughed at that. How could you say that the shear is an Amma al Amma? It says in the Torah, Chamesh Amos Orech, V'chamesh Amos Rochav, Ravua. Yeah, Mizbech. The Mizbech is supposed to be Ravua. 5 by 5. So how do you tell me an Amma? So I'm like, Abaye, Dilma Makom Aracha Kamarmar. He says, oh, maybe you mean to tell me the space that was left on the Mizbech for the Ma'aracha, because that was an Amma by an Amma, because the Mizbech, if in total it was 5 by 5, so you have the Makom HaKronos, then you have another Amma for the Hiluch Ragle Kohanim, so all you're left with, if you take two Amos off on each side of the Mizbech, and the whole thing is 5 by 5, you're only left with one Amma by one Amma in the middle. So, Abaye reminds Rav Yosef, that's what you must have meant to say. And that happens very frequently in Shas, because Rav Yosef forgot all of his learning, so Abaye had to constantly remind him of what he meant to say. Because even Shivri Luchos Menachos Baron, so Yimachabi Tamil Chamim, that Shachach Limudim as well, they forgot their learning as well. So Abaye was always Mechavid Rav Yosef, but he was there to make sure that he wouldn't state inaccuracies. So when he would say something that's inaccurate, Abaye would be there to correct him along. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Mar de Gavar Rabuhu Yada Mai Kamina, you who are a great man, you knew exactly what I meant. So Kari Alayu, Rav Yosef said on those people who were mezalzel on him and who laughed at him, B'nei Keturah, that they're like the B'nei Keturah, that yes, they're B'nei Avram Avinu, but they don't act like the Zerah Yitzchak and Yaakov. They act like the B'nei Keturah, not like people who have the full yichus of a Jewish person. Which is an interesting insult to give them, considering, what is it about B'nei Keturah, Dafka, that they would mock him, that they would make fun of him. I'm not sure. So says the Gemara, B'nei Achtei Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara brings a similar maisa. The nephews of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon's sister's children, Havuyasi Kamed Rabbi Tarfon, were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and they weren't saying anything. So Rabbi Tarfon wanted to, get them to start talking. So Pasuk V'Amar, he started saying a pasuk, and he changed it in order that they should notice. So he said, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isha Ushma Yochani. So that's what he said. So Amri Lei, they said to him, no, Keturah, Ksiv. It says Keturah, not Yochani. So Kari Aleim, B'nei Keturah. So Rabbi Tarfon called his nephews the B'nei Keturah. Not because they were B'nei Keturah, but that's how the title he gave them, because they're the ones that reminded him that the Pasuk says Keturah, and that the Pasuk doesn't say Yochani, and not B'nei Esav, which are also not B'nei Yaakov. Marshall explains that there's a difference between B'nei Yisrael, there's a comparison between B'nei Yisrael and B'nei Keturah, because B'nei Keturah are also Chayv and Mila, like Yisrael. So it's a way of saying, yeah, you guys have a Bris Mila, but you're not K'B'nei Yisrael, you're like B'nei Keturah. That was the insult. But apparently he was upset at them because they were quiet. Now it's a little bit troubling, because generally speaking, that's the appropriate behavior of a Talmud Bifnei HaRav, that you wait till the Rebbe talks and you try to learn from him. So maybe he had been trying and they weren't talking, they weren't responding. So sometimes, because it's also the derech that when a Rebbe and a Talmud learn, the Gemara says Maseches Kedushin Esvei Besufa, that Afilu Avu Beno Ravu Talmid, that are Osik and Torah together, they should be Nasum Ka'iv themselves, that they're like enemies with each other. They're screaming and they're fighting and they're passionate about it. And here they were just sitting as if they were dead. They're just sitting there as the Rebbe is saying this year. No, they should be in the learning, they should be passionate and fighting about it. Okay, later on, obviously they're going to treat the Rebbe with tremendous respect. But that's the way, that's the Darka Shel Torah. So Rabbi Tarfon was upset about that they weren't following the tradition of how Torah conversation actually happens. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon was criticizing in his nephews, and that's what Rav Yosef was criticizing. Well, Rav Yosef was criticizing something else, that they were making fun of him, but that's the I guess making fun of him, instead of asking him for clarification, they were making fun of him, so that's what bothered him. You know, the Gemara had mentioned one of the requirements of the Mizbeach is that the Mizbeach be meruba, that it be that it be exactly squared. This is not the only thing that has to be meruba. We said over here it's ma'aki, if it's possible, if it's not, the shear of the Pegima of the Mizbeach, where it would no longer be considered Meruba, is a Tefach. The Gemara says that there are two Psukim related to Ribua, we're going to see, Saviv and Rivua, and we need both of them, because if it only would have said Saviv, we would have thought that it could be circular, so that's why it has to say Ravua. And if it would have said Ravua, we would say that it could be a rectangle, so that's why it says Saviv, to teach us that it has to be equal on all of its side. So based on those Halachos and Svar about the Mizbeach, Poskim derive a number of halachos regarding tefillin and regarding tzitzis as well. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Yud, it says that the corners of the talus have to be merubaos and not agulos. Right? What do you do if you have a four-cornered garment where you can't put tzitzis on, but for some reason you need to wear that four-cornered garment? So the simple etzah, you round off one of the corners, because the chiv of tzitzis is only when they're merubaos and not agulos. If they're agulos, it's not chayiv and tzitzis. So the Bir Halacha says that how much is considered equal. It can't be that a mashahu, off of being a perfect right angle would be called an eagle and make it pat from tzitzis. Because it's no better than the ribua of the mizbeach. The ribua of the mizbeach and the kronos of the mizbeach are ma'akev according to our Gemara, and still if the mizbeach is nifkam by less than a tefach, or kazayis, it's going to be kosher. And the reason Tosfos explains Masech Sukkotav Memches is because it's still called ribua. So you see that a pegima kolshu doesn't change the ribua. So the Bir Halacha says, but it may not be that the shear is a tefach by tzitzis. Mizbeach was massive; it was 32 amos. So you know when it's off by a tefach, you still look at it and say, yeah, that's a square. But you look at tzitzis; it's not so massive. It's not such a giant beged, so maybe it would be different. There's a tshuva, a famous tshuva in the Kasher Glover, in the Eretz Tzvi, where he was asked about using modern measuring equipment to figure out the ribua of the tefillin, to make sure that it's exactly up to the exact millimeter, exactly a ribua. And he suggests that that's unnecessary. That you see that ribua means that it has to look like a ribua, it has to appear exact, but it doesn't have to be mamish the way you would measure it to be 100% exact. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amar Abaye Bar Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Gzirin Shasa Moshe, the Gzirin Eitzim, the blocks of wood that they had on top of the Mizbech for the Ma'aracha in the Mishkan, Orkan Amma V'ruch Ben Amma V'ovyan Kimachak Godesh Sa'a. They were one Amma long, one Amma wide, and the height was like a kli that they used to smooth out a heaping pile with. And of a kli that would hold a sa'a. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, "But Amma Geduma." We're talking about a short type of Amma. The gzirim shouldn't stick out outside of the maracha and get in the way of the kohanim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, "Velav Haynu D'Tanya." Isn't that what we learned in the Brisa where the pasuk says, "Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach"? From the fact that it says, "Ha'Eitzim Ala Eish Ala Mizbeach." We darshin shloyu eitzim yotzin min hamizbeach klum, that the eitzim of the maracha should not protrude out of the mizbeach at all, but it could be that it was exactly the size of the maracha. So we see that it's an amma mitzumtzemes; it's exactly an amma, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an amma geduma. So this is the machlokas: do you need to make it like a little bit shorter than an amma to ensure that it doesn't go outside of the maracha at all, or can you make it exactly the size of the maracha? Then it won't protrude, but to make it exactly the size is not a problem. Now the Gemara moves on to the kevesh of the Mizbeach. Tanan Asam. The Mishnah Maseches Midos tells us, kevesh haya, the drum of Shal Mizbeach, Orach Shloshim Ushtayim Al Rochav Shesh Asrei. On the southern side of the Mizbech, they had a ramp. It was a 32 amel long ramp, and it was 16 amels wide. So Minan Nimili, how do I know that the Kevesh was on the south side of the Mizbech specifically? Amar Rav Huna Makra, V'shachat Osal Yerach HaMizbech Tzafona. The Lashon Yerach HaMizbech that the Torah compares the Mizbech to like a person's leg, so that tells us that the Kevesh is like the face and the head. So we darshan, if the Yerach HaMizbech is Tzafona, Shei Yerach B'Tzafon Upanav B'Darom. If the legs are in the north, then the face is in the south. That's the shape of a human body, if that's what it's meant to look like. Ema Yerach B'Tzafon Upanav B'Tzafon. So says the Gemara, no, maybe you could say that it's like a person whose legs are facing toward the north, and his face is also facing toward the north. Maybe Yerach HaMizbeach means that that's where it's angled toward, but not that he's lying down. So Amarava Rami Gavra Aape, put the person on his face, meaning we should be Mekayim the Drasha as if the person were lying down. That's the way you should learn the Drasha of Yerach. No, stand him up, sit him up, and darshan it that way. Meaning it should be about where he's facing. The pasuk says ravua, so we darshan ravua is the lashon of ravut in lashon arami, that the mizbeach and the kevesh are like a person who's lying down, who's ravut b'shochev ala aretz, who's lying down on the ground. So, frankly, Gemara, you can use the word ravua. The fact that it says ravua teaches us that the mizbeach was square and not circular. So how can you use Ravua to teach us the location of the Kevesh? So Miksiv Meruba, does it say Meruba where it would tell you that it was square? Ultamech, so he says back, Miksiv Ravutz. Yeah, but does it say Ravutz that it's like a person lying down? Amalei Ravua Ksiv. So Rav said back, it says Ravua, it doesn't say Meruba, it doesn't say Ravutz, it's Mashmachi, Mashmachi. And Dafka chooses that word because it has the double Mashmaus. You can learn two things from it. The Tana Maisi Lamehacha, the Tana of the Braisa, learned this din that the Kevesh is in the Darum, is in the south, from the following. Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Uma Aloseu Pnos Kadin, that it says about the Mizbech, that the Malus of the Mizbech, there are no stairs of the Mizbech. Malus of Mizbech means the ramp that goes up the Mizbech is, it should be in a way that called Pino Shatapon Layu El Derechimin Le Mizrach, that whenever he goes up the ramp of the Mizbech, whichever way he turns, it should be to the right toward the Mizrach. So that's only shayich if the kevesh is in the south, because if you're going up the southern ramp, so you're going toward the north, then on your right side is going to be the mizrach. So if you want to be mekayim this idea that wherever you turn to the right should be to the mizrach, that has to be on the south. Ve'ema smol lemizrach. So it says Gemara, maybe really you're supposed to turn to the left to the Mizrach. All it says is that you should turn to the Mizrach. It never says to turn to the right. So maybe you're supposed to turn to the left to the Mizrach. It says Gemara, lo salkadaitach. Ditani, you can't say that, because Ditani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yom Sha'asa Shlomo, the pool that Shlomo HaMelech made, the mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech made, Omer al Shnaim Asar Bakar, Shlosha Ponim Safona, Ushlosha Ponim Yama. There were like these pedestals that were made to look like cattle. And there were three that were in the north, three facing the west, Shlosha Ponim Negba, three facing the south, Shlosha Ponim Mizracha. From that pasuk, together with what it says, Kadim, we learn, Kol Pino Shatapona, Lo Yuel Darchimin LeMizrach. We learn that whenever you turn, you're always supposed to turn to the right, and you turn to the Mizrach. So that leaves us with clearly the Kevesh being on the south side of the Mizbech. Says Mara, Umi Bayle Lufay. But that pasuk is needed just to tell me the pool of Shlomo. How do I know that it teaches us about the Avodas Hamikdash and that you have to turn to the right? Imkein ponim ponim lamali. If that were the case, that it was just telling us about Shlomo, why would it say so many times ponim over and over again? It must be that from that extra lashon we learned that every pniyah, every time a person turns, it's supposed to be toward the right. Shol Reb Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakonia es Reb Yosi. Omer Reb Shimon ben Yochai aver yesh ben kevesh lemizbech, that Shimon ben Yochai used to say that there was a gap between the ramp and the mizbech. Amar lo v'atayiyat omar kein. You don't agree? V'alok v'anemar v'asisol l'sacha basar v'adam madam bezrika af basar bezrika. Just like the blood has to be thrown into the mizbech, the basar also has to be al yidei zrika, meaning that it has to go over a gap, so it has to be thrown. So amar lo shani omar omid b'tzad maracha v'zorek. Now I think the pasuk just means he stands next to the pile of wood and throws on the pile of wood. Amar lo, so the Yossi says, when you throw the Avarim onto the pile of fire, onto the fire, do you throw it onto a lit fire or an unlit fire? Havi Omer, Lamaracha Deluko Zarek. Clearly, it's a lit fire. You can't be Masada the Basar on top of the Eitzim when there's no fire and then light the fire. So it says Gemara Hasam over there that he's Zarek Mishum Delo Efshar, because you can't put it on the fire without Zrika. So you don't need a hekish to tell me that that you're zorek onto the fire, otherwise you burn yourself. So it must be that the Hakish is telling me that there's a gap, and that's why you're throwing. Rav Papa Amar, not like Rav Shimon ben Yosef ben Lekunya, that the Hakish teaches us that that they would throw. Ki adam ma dam avir karka mafsiko af baser avir karka mafsiko. That the limud from dam is that just like by dam, the floor space of the azara is mafsik between you and the mizbeach when you're zorik the dam. So too when you're zorik the basar, the floor space of the azara is mafsik. That's where he learns the gap, not from a chiv zrika, but from the fact that there's a hefsik of floor space. There were two smaller ramps that went off to the side of the Yisod and the Sod, that were just a hair breadth away from the Mizbech. Rabbi Avo Amar Ravua. Rabbi Avo says we learned that they were separated from the fact that it says Ravua. If it would have said Saviv, I would have thought it's round. So Kasvachmana Ravua. Vikasvachmana Ravua. If it would have said Ravua, I would have assumed it's rectangular. Chas Rachmana, Saviv. That's why the pasuk says Saviv. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanan Hasan. Oh.